Welcome to the Farmer's Calendar essay for August 2007. This month's essay is read by the author, Castle Freeman, Jr.
Planted in the icy mud of April, each in its own finger-poked hole, then watched over, weeded, supported in weakness, this year's peas have at last gone by. Their vines have died, dried, turned the color of hay. They lean upon the head-high wire fences erected to prop them up, where they make a hopeless tangled break of obsolete vegetation. The job now is to tear them down, lay them on the compost pile, and call it another year for the garden's first and most reliable bumper crop. Was there ever a more feeble and contemptible plant than a pea? This is the vegetable version of a consumptive poet, pale, languid, exhausted. When you pull the vines up to discard them, you find they have hardly any roots at all. Their stalks flop and sag against the fence, which they soon overtop, whereupon they collapse in a lazy, disorderly mass. And yet, from this weakling, what bounty! Beginning in late June, the peas pour out of the garden like a river. They never fail. Even when they have run their course and the time has come to dispose of their remains, a few pods hide among the wilderness of dying vines. You find them as you strip the plants from their fences. There's always one more pod lurking in the thicket, its peas yellow, dry, beginning to shrivel. They look like something you'd find at the bottom of your aunt's handbag.
What a delightful vision. Thank you, Castle. This essay also appears in the 2007 Old Farmer's Almanac. I'm Janice Stillman, the editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac. Thanks for listening and have a great day.